44.
Top news stories. You are going to hear some top news stories. Listen carefully. Complete the summary of each story with a few words according to what you hear on the tape.
ABC World Service, the news, read by John Wing. A major operation is underway to rescue Soviet ships still stranded by pack ice off the coast of eastern Siberia.
The UN Food and Agriculture Organization has given a warning that 150 million Africans are facing massive food shortages.
South Africans say they've carried out a raid on the African National Congress in the Mozambican capital, Maputo. Mozambique says there was a big explosion in an apartment building and a number of people were injured. In Lebanon, another American Marine serving with a multinational force has been killed.
There's been a lull in the fighting around the Lebanese city of Tripoli, where Mr. Yasser Arafat's forces are under siege. There were large-scale demonstrations in Bonn during the debate in the West German parliament on the deployment of cruise and Pershing missiles. The Polish parliament has passed a new law that is expected to strengthen the position of the country's military leader, General Jaruzelski. A gunman in the French city of Lyon has shot dead 5 people and seriously wounded 3 others.
The Cabinet is scheduled to hold a crucial meeting today to discuss how to cut public spending next year by £1,000 million. Vigorous debate is expected, particularly over proposals for cuts in defence and social services spending. One new cut was announced the day before the meeting, in grants for improving older houses. The National Federation of Building Trades Employers said this could mean a risk of slipping back to the slum standards of the 1930s.
Exercise 1. Arrange the listed events in chronological order and put the numbers in the right circles. Then write down the related time expressions. Exercise 2. Report the news to your friends. News item 2.
Employers placing advertisements for job vacancies have been given new guidelines to avoid contravening the Sex Discrimination Act. In a report out today, the Equal Opportunities Commission gives a number of examples where companies do not follow the spirit of the law. Among these are advertisements of salesmen, which only say in a footnote that the job is open to women as well as men. The Commission also says that advertisement illustrations showing a man doing a job can discourage women from applying.
Exercise 3. Answer the questions you hear on the tape. Who has been given new guidelines? Why have new guidelines been given? Can you give 2 examples where companies do not follow the spirit of the law?
Part 3.
Time when the leaves change color and the air has been cool. We remember that fall is the season when college football teams clash on the field, or gridiron, as it is called, and many of us return to the school from which we were graduated to once again sing the school song and cheer for the home team. VOA's Rory Erickson is one of those whose love for the game has not diminished since he left the campus several years ago.
American college football is a spectacle of color, action, and excitement. On Saturday afternoons, thousands of fans jam stadiums to cheer their teams on to victory. Every Saturday, games between the more powerful teams are nationally televised. Radio stations provide play-by-play coverage of practically all college teams. Lou Holtz is the coach of the University of Arkansas Razorbacks. He says one reason American college football is so popular is that it allows fans to experience the full range of human emotion.
I think the fans enjoy college football because of many reasons. Number one, the pageantry that goes along with it. It comes at a very invigorating time of the year, the fall, which is a beautiful season. Christmas in the air, the enthusiasm that go along with college athletics and football in general. You have the band, you have a colorful crowd, you have an awful lot of excitement. College athletics and football in particular. You have all the emotions of life. Number one, you have success. You have joy. You have thrill. You have excitement. You have competition. But you also have heartache. You have downheartedness. You have sorrow. I think there's a whole variety of reasons. But most important of all would probably be the feeling, the excitement that permeates a football game.
American football is similar to rugby, but it has more complex tactics. And the players wear a form of armor under their uniforms and helmets on their heads. It is a game of strength, dexterity, teamwork, endurance, and above all, courage. Most students play college football out of enthusiasm for the game and because it pays for their education. No college athletes are salaried, but many football players receive a scholarship that covers their tuition and living expenses. Student athletes at the University of Maryland say they play the game in return for their education and to have fun. The heavy attendance at college football games and television coverage brings a lot of money and prestige to the larger universities. At many schools, the money pays for other non-revenue producing sports. Football money funds student competition in everything from swimming to volleyball. But, like society itself, the college game does have problems. Despite the efforts of the National Collegiate Athletic Association, the organization that oversees college athletics, some schools and individuals break the rules to get better players. Some students receive illegal money or favors from dishonest alumni. And some students are allowed to stay in school despite failing in the classroom. However, the vast majority of the 560 four-year colleges and universities playing football follow the traditional values of the sport and run honest programs. University of Maryland coach Bobby Ross says college football teaches lessons about character and self-discipline to all those who participate in the game.
I don't know of anything that can be more satisfying. It's not in terms of the dollars and cents that you weigh the values to in collegiate football, but in terms of the lessons that can be learned from participation, not only as a player, but as a coach as well.
As winter nears, the college football season is drawing to a close here in the United States. The best teams will be invited to play postseason championship games around the country. Players from other teams will continue their studies and start to think about next season. I'm Rory Erickson.
Exercises. Complete the notes about American college football.